The Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota, celebrating 130 years of iron mining in Minnesota. Find out about the history and impact of iron mining at taconite.org. We are live in Park Rapids, Minnesota. As I mentioned, this Armory Square facility was the armory that was originally built in 1922, right in the middle of Prohibition. And much has been written about the notorious Prohibition-era gangster Al Capone, whose bootlegging empire became national folklore, but we know very little about Capone's summer getaway home near Park Rapids. Therefore, we've taken significant historical liberties with the following sketch, featuring the big guy himself, his beautiful and doting wife, and a mysterious local potato farmer looking to hash out a deal.
Ain't this the life, huh, May? Sitting on a dock, smoking a big fat cigar outside of our beautiful Park Rapids bungalow suite.
It'd be nicer if we had electricity.
Hey, I got a guy on that right now. Geez, give me a break. It's these trees, always knocking down the lines. Jimmy Fatso's gonna pay a little visit to a pine tree, been causing us some trouble tomorrow. Let's just say no one saw anything.
Just like home, it sure feels good to get away from the business, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I'm a little worried about how little Frankie is handling things. He's so dumb he thinks 40 proof is when somebody shows you their driver's license and they're 40.
Be fussing. You said this was going to be a genuine getaway vacation. We came here to relax. No guns, no gangsters. We're only swimming with the fishes, not sleeping with them.
Okay, May, okay. Hey, look out there. Someone's coming up in a boat.
Hey, they told me about that guy at the store. They say he's a character. He's a potato farmer.
Well, hello there. You folks look new around here. Thought I'd bring you a housewarming gift. Are you too bibulous?
I'm afraid I don't know the meaning of that word.
You know, are you folks booticians? Oniophiles? Giggly water sippers? Those that speak easy?
Hey, there! How dare you talk to me like that?
May, let the man talk. I got the feeling he knows more than he's letting on.
I got a business proposition for you. I run the potato farm on the outside of town, see? And we got red potatoes, brown potatoes, russets, fingerlings, purple majesty potatoes. We can cook them, bake them, boil them, fry them, mash them. We can slop them in soup, dice them into chips that the Lutheran ladies feed to the breadlines on Tuesday evenings. If you want potatoes, I'm your guy.
And why would we need potatoes?
Al don't even like potatoes. They give him gas.
May!
Now, you folks are new here, and you're going to need to check out the headwaters of the Mississippi and walk across it. It stretches all the way down to Louisiana, if you want it to. But nobody pays much attention to that up here. Let's say maybe you want to float something down it. Maybe some potatoes. Let's say maybe you want to, you know, bring them to Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, and you could pick them up there and use them to make hooch.
Now, I don't know anything about the make or distribution of bootlegged or illegal substances. But good booze don't come from spuds, except for that stuff them Reds in Moscow drink. Americans drink whiskey so they can smell exactly like their liver on the outside.
See, that's where I come in. I got me a recipe for all-American potato whiskey.
May, why don't you take a look?
This is a very specific method for distillation. It's got to be copper and loop around 6 times in a very narrow range of temperature. It seems like it could work. Not that I know anything about that.
I can provide you with millions of potatoes, Mr. C, and I get them to Minneapolis with no one the wiser. I'm assuming you could take the rest from there. You could have the whole operation up and running by Valentine's Day. What?
Well, we don't usually mention that holiday after last year.
Worst date ever.
Well, how about it?
I guess it's not the worst idea I ever.
Hey, you look kind of familiar.
Well, that's impossible. We just met.
Nah. May never forgets a face.
He's that guy, the one from the newspapers.
Well, I'm just going to jump in my boat, back in my boat here.
Hey, he's the one they call the Untouchable.
Elliot Ness? Well, this is a new low for you.
We're used to entrapment, but not on our vacation. It's just rude.
Well, gosh darn it, I thought I had you. Sure.
Potatoes, Ness? Really? Potatoes? Ha! I don't know what you thought you could pull on me. I've got eyes in the back of my head.
funny joke.
Oh, that's good. You'll never fry us, Mr. Ness.
Your persistence isn't very appealing.
He's got a million of them.
All right. I know when I've been beat, but we'll get you, Al. One way or another, we'll get you.
That Mr. Ness, it's funny how hard he tries.
Sure is. Hey, Al, I was looking through the mail the other day, and we got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service, see? Did you forget to pay our taxes?
Jeez, May, I'm on vacation. Give me a break. I'll get to it.
Oh.
I'll get to it.
The Great Northern Radio Players.